It's the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Stand down or stand by. A quick shout out to one of my fellow co-workers, Tour 2 Apps, Ali Noor. Ali. Good morning, podcast audience. As always, your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, here with some interesting news for you today. Hey, let's take a few minutes and discuss what a liberal leave policy is, what it means, and apparently my perception of a liberal leave policy as opposed to what's being enforced by the Postal Service, particularly Columbus, Ohio. The two views are not even in the same stratosphere. Let's podcast. The U.S. Postal Service has struck agreements with its unions or otherwise announced it would employ a liberal leave policy. Enable employees with available annual leave to use it if they felt uncomfortable coming to work. Allow the use of sick leave to care for children and provide administrative leave for anyone forced into quarantine by a public health official. It gets better. I'm going to read to you a letter from Doug Tolino, Vice President, Labor Relations, dated March 23rd, 2020. And it reads as follows. Area Vice President, subject, liberal change of schedules and leave. We have signed a memorandum of understanding with our unions. This is Doug Tolino speaking. With our unions temporarily expanding the use of sick leave for dependent care to allow employees to use their sick leave for unexpected child care needs as a result of COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to allowing sick leave for dependent care, the next 60-day period, and this memo has been extended. Managers and supervisors should allow liberal change of schedules in recognition of the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. To the extent operationally practical, managers and supervisors should accommodate employees who submit PS Form 3189 request for temporary schedule change for personal convenience as a result of child care issues caused by daycare closures, schools, pre-K through 12th grade closures, or the unavailability of a child's primary caregiver as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Managers and supervisors should also allow liberal sick leave usage for employees who are sick and liberal annual leave and leave without pay usage to the extent operationally feasible during this time period. If an employee requests leave for reasons related to COVID-19, such leave should be treated as scheduled leave as opposed to unscheduled leave. Leave taken for COVID-19 related reasons between February 29th and May 17th, 2002 may not be cited and disciplined for failing to maintain an assigned schedule under M511.43. And let me say, even though the dates on this memo is February 29th to May 17th, this memo has been extended with other COVID-19 memos. Let's talk about what I just read. We're going to start off with the 3189. How many of you have put in change of schedules only to have them denied? But yet, we've got a liberal change of schedule and leave policy put in effect by the Vice President of Labor Relations, but yet it means absolutely, well, I won't say absolutely, it doesn't mean a whole lot to local management. Again, at the national level, they're putting the interest of the post office employees first. At the local level, trying to be number one in next day or 2 day scores is all your plant managers and MDOs are concerned with. Let's continue with the liberal leave policy. It just makes me cringe when I look at the number of employees, craft employees, being disciplined, some placed on removal, because they have absences within this liberal leave period. So now what happens is, although the national level, postal headquarters, Leflon Plaza, stay with me for a minute, stay with me, because headquarters says it's okay to be liberal and leave, local management, plant managers and below, they take the position, well, headquarters don't know. See, headquarters is not in the plant moving this mail. So right off the bat, they pay no attention to their upper managers or their upline bosses, but then get furious when their instructions are not followed. You see, that's one of the reasons the post office lacks a plan for continued success, because instructions from headquarters are very rarely followed in their intent at the local levels. Now, I'm going to give you two examples coming out of Columbus, Ohio, of what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes real world examples help immerse a point into your thought process. And here we go. Columbus, Ohio, maintenance department, tour two. Uh-oh, here we go again, maintenance. They have a custodian out of work because he had absences during a liberal leave policy. And he's been out of work for some time. It just goes to show that although his absences probably should have been listed as scheduled, because again, the memo from Doug Tolino says that those absences will be scheduled instead of unscheduled, because the post office, Columbus, Ohio, won't follow the policy, you have a custodian who's out of work right now. And I'm saying that's just unfair to that employee who is following guidance from postal headquarters that's not being implemented properly at the local levels. I'm going to give you another example, Columbus, Ohio. I think it's tour three. You have a mail handler who was out or had to utilize COVID leave to care for one of his children who had issues with school. So now anybody understands that we're using the sick leave for family, not for self. But here's what happened, and here's what the post office refuses to adjust. When the mail handler was out for his children, the post office paid him for self, meaning instead of paying him 2/3 percent, they paid him 80 hours of self leave, self FMLA, emergency sick leave. Later on, now the employee, now remember, the post office just paid him 100% when he should have been paid at 2/3. Now later on, the employee now gets diagnosed with COVID and the post office would not pay him. Now, I know we're talking about liberal change of schedules and leave policy, but I'm going to add in one more caveat, and that is, it's understood at the national level, if you use your designated COVID leave and now are quarantined by the post office again, and if you have the COVID virus, you are quarantined by the post office as well as the State Department, the Health Department. The employee had to use it because he was now quarantined for self. post office refused to adjust it. But the thing that really, really lets me know that we're not adhering to guidance from National, if he's already used COVID leave, and in this case, it was a mistake on the post office, then he's still entitled to administrative leave and not leave without pay. But for some reason, this mail handler to this day has not been paid. Well, let me tell you, mail handler, what I would do. I would go to my union, and yes, I'm putting this on the show, because if it doesn't happen, then don't say I didn't give you guidance. I would go to my union and ask that they file a grievance to have my leave without pay adjusted on a 2240 pay adjustment to administrative leave. If that is denied, now I'm going to file a grievance on the post office for not following guidance from headquarters. Now, again, you are only in line with what Postal Headquarters said you are entitled to, but yet Columbus, Ohio management will not give it to you. Well, unions, you got to roll your sleeves up, and you got to get in there and fight for that employee. You know, how many offices right now see people being disciplined, suspended, placed on removal for absences during a liberal leave policy? And let me tell you something. What the post office, it is my opinion, what the post office is trying to do is they're trying to differentiate between what is and what is not COVID leave. And again, or what is or what is not COVID related. But see, that's not guidance from headquarters. If you have a cold and you are fearful that coming to work will spread that cold, or you're not sure if it's a cold because now you're feeling different symptoms and you call in sick, that is COVID-related leave. And when you call in, it should not be unscheduled. It should be scheduled as per the guidelines from Postal Headquarters. And if you understand that to be true, I'm saying to every postal employee who has had to use leave during this liberal leave policy, if I were you, I would request a copy of my 3972, which is a yearly analysis of all absences, scheduled, unscheduled, or otherwise. And anything that's on there that's deemed unscheduled and you know it to be COVID related, you ought to make sure right now you get all those unscheduled absences changed to schedule. Now, let me tell you something. That is asking your unions to do a lot of work for you right now, because when you go to your supervisor, because their NBOs are not going to allow them to do that, then you're going to have to file a grievance to get it done. Now, it may be a super topic that unions discuss at their labor management meetings. How can we get together, identify all these unscheduled absences, and let's put a process in place to get them all changed to schedule those that are COVID-related, and COVID-related as determined by the employee, not the Postal Service. So, fellow employees, don't allow the U.S. Postal Service to tell you what is and what is not COVID-related based upon if you have a fear or a phobia of coming into that plant, that office, that station, whatever it may be, because you're feeling a little under the weather, which makes you more susceptible to viruses of any type, and you call out, understand me when I tell you, and this can be backed up with postal doctrine, that is a scheduled leave. Stop allowing the post office to make it unscheduled, even though during a liberal leave policy, unions agreed that they're not going to take disciplinary action based on absences. But in every post office that I know of, that is not the case. So we have to prepare ourselves right now so that we don't have to fight this fight later on. This is Kenny Hodge on the KHP. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.